Forward to section 30. Whitman now pauses, after evoking the ecstasy of touch and the productive quieting and calming of that heightened state, and considers what lesson touch itself teaches us. Not surprisingly, it teaches democracy. Ordinary, everyday touch is so common that we dull ourselves to how miraculous it is. What is less or more than a touch? As Whitman looks at the things of the world, he realizes that whatever truths he will ever encounter must, in fact, wait in things, for the world is always and only embodied. Nothing exists outside of materials. The things of the world are always in the process of living and dying, being constructed and deconstructed, but those processes are always working through materials. And thus, as the 20th century poet William Carlos Williams would put it, there are no ideas but in things. A sensual relationship with the embodied things of the world during the moment we live is the only way, finally, we will discover truth, because truth emerges effortlessly from all things, and the insignificant is as big to me as any. We can work hard to formulate abstract truths, as logic and sermons always try to do, but truth is born out of all things without the need of obstetric forceps. Truth is just there in the things around us and does not need the clamps of logic to be extracted. We may be blind to the vast mysteries everything in the world contains, but there they are nonetheless, discernible to our eyes and ears and taste and touch, whether it be a sunrise, a dung beetle, pokeweed, the damp of the night, or the soggy clods at our feet. All the truths that we will ever know are always there before us. Now, with his brain settled in the brief time after the turmoil of sexual ecstasy and the ejaculation of his semen, a drop of me, he can reflect on the erotic experience he has had. He realizes the fertility that is latent in the soggy clods, soggy because of the showering rains. And he realizes that the ultimate truth, the compend of compends, the compendium beyond all compendiums of knowledge, is right there in the meat of a man or woman, in their physical sinews, and in the bodily desire that humans feel for each other. This desire may be expressed as the love of one body for another body, but that feeling will branch boundlessly and become omnific, all-creating, until individual desire radiates out into the world, and we feel delight, not just in our lover, but in all humanity and in the world at large.